Hello, my friends. Dutch Sheets here, and I'm excited to be speaking to you today through this podcast. I feel like this is a really important one that will do two or three things. It's going to help us understand what time it is spiritually, where we are in God's process for the nation and the nations. And also, it's going to give us some instruction on how to pray for the nation and the president. So let's get right into this. I'm going to use some dreams. I've been doing that frequently on these podcasts, referencing dreams that are being sent to me. I can honestly say there's never been a season in my life where I have had so many trusted people sending me dreams that I know are from the Lord. They usually send with me if I happen to be in the dream, or if it's something that they know through the relationship that we have that I would be, truly interested in seeing, and it would help me as I think and pray regarding the nation. But there are three things really I want to cover today. And the first one has to do with the weekend coming up. If you're hearing this when it's released this weekend, you will know that this weekend is Pentecost Sunday. Now, some of you will listen to this later and you'll be referencing the past, but that's okay. The information will still be good and relevant. But many prophetic leaders are feeling like this Pentecost Sunday is very significant, just as we did actually during Passover. Prophets were being given words that the coronavirus and the plague would begin to break and turn in the Passover season. And one prophetic friend of mine, Chuck Pierce, actually said this year we would need to experience a literal Passover. And what he meant by that was that we're going to need the blood of Jesus to cover us and protect us, not just in a symbolic way as we look to all the time, but in a very important way specifically for this year. And of course, he said that before the virus ever happened. So, but a lot of leaders believe that just as Passover would be literal and very significant this year, literal in the sense of needing to apply it for protection, that Pentecost would be as well. That as the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, and of course it was pictured over the years through Israel's history at the Feast of Pentecost, but 50 days after the cross, the resurrection, comes Pentecost. And that's when Holy Spirit was poured out, and that's when the church was born. But there are many people that believe this year that Pentecost is very significant, that it's going to mark another beginning of an outpouring of the Holy Spirit and further launch us into this new era. Let me just read a couple of paragraphs of a dream that will give me get us to a point where I want to mention its connection to this to Pentecost. This person says, "I dreamed I was traveling with my family and we stopped to get gas. It was very dark and raining, and I noticed that there was a gloominess over the people. On my way in to pay for the gas, I saw an advertisement for a book that was being sold inside. The book had a picture of President Trump and his wife Melania on the cover. The title of the book was Hope. So in a dark time of gloominess, despair, she sees a book, president's pictures on it with his wife, Melania. The title is Hope. And the subtitle was, I am lighting up the darkness. Hope, and I am lighting up the darkness. I immediately knew I wanted to purchase the book, and I thought everyone needs to read this. And I honestly don't know if Holy Spirit was saying, this is what I believe he was saying through the book, that not that hope is, not that President Trump is lighting up the darkness, but that God is using President Trump to light up the darkness. and through him, at least for we who are believers, who love, who believe in and espouse conservative Christian values, he is bringing renewed hope. There are things that just as with anyone, that we would not necessarily like that the president does. No one is perfect, and I get that. But he has done several, he's done a lot of things well. He's done several very significant things well with his appointment of judges that are constitutional, pro-life, his stand for life, his defunding as much as he can of abortion, his position on Israel, the military. He's done a lot of things well. He's bringing hope. But God is also using him to expose darkness in the deep state and in some of the corruption that has existed in our government is now being exposed. And it's not so much that President Trump was so discerning and started seeing it and knowing where it was and exposing it. It's more that the darkness hated him, and through their attacks against him, they are being exposed. But that's not really my main point. It's just an interesting introduction to the dream, and it's encouraging to bring us hope in this season. This person says, in the dream, I reached into my pocket. Excuse me. I reached into my pocket and found a $50 bill rolled up in an old receipt. And when I went inside, I found and purchased a copy of the book and paid for my fuel with that money, and then returned to the car. You know, dreams are interesting, and details, most details are very important in a dream. So I asked myself as I was praying and thinking about this dream, why a $50 bill? Obviously, it stands out. It's definitely and obviously significant. Why did this person find and use a $50 bill to pay for the book and fuel? And why was it wrapped in a receipt? And I believe the Lord has shown me that it's symbolic of Pentecost. Pentecost is 50 days after Passover, or after we celebrate the cross and the resurrection. And 50 is also the number of Jubilee, which in the Old Testament was the 50th year. Every 50th year, all the land was returned to its owner. If you'd had to sell your land or lost it somehow, it reverted back to the family. All the debts were forgiven. Anybody that had been couldn't pay their bills and had to go into servitude, serving someone to pay out a debt, that was all forgiven. All debts forgiven. Everything, everybody goes free at Jubilee. And of course, that was a picture of Christ. The New Testament says our Jubilee, who was sacrificed for us so that we could go free and our debt could be forgiven. So to me, the $50 bill, or the number 50 in the dream, refers to, and by the way, wrapped in a receipt, it is saying to me, it pictures what Christ paid for us as our Jubilee, and it was released into the earth at Pentecost, also 50th day after Passover. So both of these, Jubilee and Pentecost, use the number 50. And so I believe he's saying Christ paid, that's the receipt, Christ paid for this, it's paid for. It was released at Pentecost, and I believe the Lord is saying to us just what the prophets have been speaking. This Pentecost is very significant, that through Christ's provision, we are going to be refueled, and we're going to purchase hope, and we're going to see darkness overcome by light. All of that is in the book cover. And so with that amount and that receipt, in that receipt, the book hope, darkness being defeated by the light, was purchased, and fuel to move on to travel was purchased. Very, very interesting And another thing that's interesting that relates to this scripturally is when Jesus on the cross shouted, "It is finished." Actually, in Greek, that is one word. It's the word tetelestai. He didn't actually say three words. He said one word. And it does not refer to his death. And the word "it is finished" there doesn't refer to death. It is a word that means to pay a debt fully or to bring something to its completion or its determined end. So tetelestai, and by the way, Jesus didn't just barely breathe out those words and then die. The Bible says he shouted this word with a loud voice, and then he yielded up his spirit. He shouted at the top of his voice, tetelestai. And that word is the word that was stamped on the invoices or receipts in that day for the phrase, our phrase today would be paid in full. Jesus was saying, the debt is paid in full. I am your 50. I am your Jubilee. I can now give you Pentecost, which is where the church was birthed and salvation was released into the earth. So this dream speaks of that we are to celebrate hope. We are to celebrate that the darkness is being pushed back by the light and that he is giving us fuel for the future. It's interesting, another dream that was sent to me has a phrase in it that in this second dream, I was at a forge and with other people, we were making metal plates at this forge and we were engraving on these plates. Eventually, when they were finished, we were going to take them all over the nation and give them to people. But on the plates, we engraved the following phrase: despite the hardships presently, the United States is the birthplace of the Ecclesia Army. Now, let me just stop there and say, most of you know this, but Ecclesia is the Greek word for church, used in Matthew 16 when Jesus said, I will build my church. He said, I will build my Ecclesia. The word does not mean a building. It does not mean a service. It doesn't mean an organization. It was the word in that day for a legislature, a government. I will build my government. And that's when he went on to say, they'll have my authority or my keys, and they will bind and they will loose. So even though we are the bride, and even though we are his body, and even though we gather and we congregate, that's not what he was referencing in this passage. He was saying, my kingdom on earth will have a government, will have people to whom I give my authority, and in my name they will bind and loose, and the gates or government of hell will not prevail against them. So now putting that back into this statement that we were engraving, despite the hardships presently, the United States is the birthplace of the Ecclesia Army being forged for the new era by June 2020. Now, keep in mind, Pentecost, May 31st, then we move into June, and the previous dream is saying, hey, something significant about this Pentecost, 50, receipt paid in full, darkness being overcome by the light, hope is coming. All of these powerful things, fuel for the future through the 50, through Passover, Pentecost, Jubilee. So then he says, by June, which we're just days from, 2020, the Ecclesia Army will emerge with a rejuvenated spirit and a confidence to function as a well-trained fighting force. Now, that's all a quote from the dream. Let me say it again. By June 2020, the Ecclesia Army, the legislative army, the governmental army of God in the earth, will emerge with a rejuvenated spirit and a confidence to function as a well-trained fighting force. Now, obviously, we're not fighting people, humans. This is a spiritual war. But he is saying here, and the forge is very symbolic. That's where metal is heated so that it can be reshaped or shaped, turned into an instrument or a weapon. And so we're at a forge, and he's saying, through this difficult time, I've been doing something to you. I've been shaping you. I've been using the heat. You may not know what he's been doing, but he's been working in us, the church, and in the nation during this season. And he makes this audacious, wonderful, powerful statement by June. What I am doing will begin to emerge. My ecclesia will emerge with a rejuvenated spirit and a confidence to function as a well-trained fighting force. Isn't it interesting that now, as we come into June, the month of June, is when churches are beginning to meet again? Now, it's not that we are still the church, the ecclesia, whether we're in the buildings that we worship in or not. The church has still been the church. But symbolically, prophetically, see the picture. We've not been able to gather. Now we're coming together again as the ecclesia. And when is it starting? For the most part, this weekend. More churches will be gathering this weekend and then on into June than ever. Just a few have been meeting. So even that is in keeping with the timing that the Lord is speaking about here. And it's a great, great encouragement. We are coming into Pentecost. Believe God for an outpouring of His Spirit this weekend. Believe for it to continue. If it doesn't come the way you want this weekend, just dare to believe that you're moving into that season when His Spirit is going to be poured out. Ask for this. Pray for your congregation, your leaders, your communities. Pray for the ecclesia that you relate to. Ask God to pour out His Spirit. Make the claim. State boldly. You have the receipt. The debt has been paid in full. And at this Pentecost, 50, this Jubilee, 50, you're being refueled and everything you need to find hope and help overcome darkness in this nation is being given to you. What a great word. Now, the second thing I want to say is related to this forge, this picture of the furnace where he was working. God has been using this picture frequently with me for the last 2 to 3 months. I've had no less than 6 dreams sent to me that have to do with a forge or a furnace or blacksmiths, those who work the forge. It's, you know, one or two, you think, well, that's interesting. When you have it over and when he does it over and over and over again, it becomes undeniable. I'd have to be a complete cynic, you know, to not know Holy Spirit is talking to me. So in this same dream with the book with the president's picture and the $50 bill and the receipt and the refueling, the scene changes, and the person having the dream says, I went back to the car and said to the family, I've got to go do something. You need to wait here. And then they said in the dream, I went through a doorway, obviously close to this station, this gas station. I went through a doorway and entered what appeared to be a carpenter or woodworker's shop. Inside, there was a woodworking bench, lots of tools appropriate for the woodworking trade. And along the back of the shop was a solid rock wall. Now, when you start thinking of symbolism and the details of dreams, the carpenter shop jumps out, obviously. Who's the carpenter? Jesus is the carpenter. And he is the solid rock. So it's a carpenter shop with a solid rock back wall. It's obviously a place where Christ is is shaping something, doing something, working on something. Situated on the front of that back rock wall, with its tip going through the rock into the whatever is behind it, was a very large bellows. So now we're about to see the carpenter shop, and now it's about to be combined with a forge, and we'll see in just a moment the two working together. In the dream, this person said Dutch Sheets was operating the bellows. It was huge, so large I had to reach up over my head, hold the handle, and push off with my feet to get it to work up and down. I continued this process throughout the rest of the dream. The bellows was being used to pump wind, which is what they do, to stoke a fire. Oh, this is Holy Spirit. This is Pentecost. This is the Lord Jesus working with Holy Spirit to produce or create or make something. The bellows was being used to pump wind to stoke a fire located inside a cave that was being used as a forge. This rock wall that was on the back side of the carpenter shop was actually part of the cave. So on one side, it was a wall for the carpenter shop, but on the other side, it was the wall of a cave where the bellows and the forge was located. I knew that inside the cave on the other side of this rock were many blacksmiths. She didn't go into the forge or the on the other side where they were working, but she could hear them. And they were forging. She could hear them forging various weapons and instruments. Though I wasn't inside the cave, I could hear the hammers pounding the metal on the anvils. And I could also hear the sound of the wind coming from the bellows. Man, can you, I don't know if you have any the same witness I do. I mean, when I read that, the wind coming, blowing, stoking the fire, I can sense the presence of the Lord on this. I knew it was very busy, and sparks were flying as they worked quickly to forge these tools and weapons. The forging of these items in the dream felt urgent and time sensitive. And I knew that as they finished them, they were carrying them out of the cave to be used. In other words, they weren't being stored. They were making them quickly with urgency, and then they were releasing them. I also knew that the carpenter woodworker shop was part of this forging operation. So interesting. So here's a shop that no doubt pictures the head of the church, Jesus, our Jubilee, who gave us Holy Spirit, Pentecost, and now they're combined in this dream, working together to form tools, weapons, and I am there operating the bellows. Now, this doesn't say to me that I'm the most important person or that I'm the key to all of this. It just says I'm symbolic to me in this dream of leaders. This is the time to begin to stoke or to operate those bellows. We must now begin to cry out for, and I would add, make room for Holy Spirit. Change your service if you have to. Create some prayer times. Extend the worship. Do something and ask for it. Ask Holy Spirit to begin to blow. Because this is a season where tools, weapons, gifts, revelation, what we need for the future is being created and will be released to us and through us. An incredible picture. And as I said, I've had six of these dreams about forges and blacksmiths sent to me over the last couple of months. God is obviously trying to say to us during this difficult time, the fire that you are in, do not become discouraged and don't get weary in your well-doing and you're doing what's right. Don't let your heart grow faint or weary. believe that not only is the enemy trying to do things, but God is doing something. God is, he always has a higher plan. He is always ahead of the enemy. He knows before Satan ever gets really started or into what he's doing, God knows how he's going to turn it around. He'd already planned the cross before the fall. Jesus was the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And God, Isaiah 46:10 says, sees the end and declares the end from the beginning. So we have to believe that during this time, while Satan means it for destruction and death and confusion and all the things he likes to do, steal, kill, and destroy, God has a plan, and he's using this to shape, to mold, to strengthen, to give us greater tools and weapons. And again, in this dream, the $50 bill wrapped in the receipt, this is to be released in a new way this Pentecost, this year, 2020, by June 2020, the ecclesia will emerge rejuvenated with greater confidence. Amazing pictures. Now I want to just read and shift gears to one more dream that was sent to me yesterday, in fact. And this one has to do with praying for our president. If you're like me, you probably at times are shocked at the level of hatred and animosity toward President Trump. It's shocking to me at times. I mean, the cover has been lifted off of the darkness, and I'm not being political here. Some people don't like it when I talk about the left. Some people think I'm moving into politics or political spirit. Look, that is not what I'm doing. But the left opposes biblical values. They oppose life. They are pro-death, even up to birth now. They oppose our heritage, our Christian heritage. They had the audacity to change marriage, God's very first covenant he established in the earth when he created man and woman. There are, and on we could go. The Democratic Party, which has now become the left primarily, literally booed God at their convention recently. I'm not against those people. I'm not promoting a party. I'm just saying they have espoused most of that which is anti-Bible, anti-Christian, anti-Christ is coming from the left and, frankly, through the Democrat Party. I'm not trying to point this at them. I'm just saying that this element, and I'm not, by the way, putting all Democrats in that category. I'm just saying that the party and the far left, this is where most of the opposition comes from. But they hate our president. They literally hate him. Before he was ever sworn in, they had a plan in place to try and destroy him. A dishonest plan. Truth didn't matter. Integrity didn't matter. Laws didn't matter. And it's all being exposed, and it's going to continue to be exposed. The darkness is going to be overcome by the light, just as the cover of the book said. But during the last 2 to 3 months, during this coronavirus ordeal, I have finally begun to see a weariness on our president. I mean, he's just almost seemed to be superhuman. I found myself, like many, thinking there are very few individuals anywhere, anytime, that could have endured or that could endure what he has and is experiencing. It's relentless and it's nonstop. And I would add, it's not just people, it's spiritual. Don't forget that. This is more than a human attack. There are spiritual forces behind these attacks, trying to change this nation, to steal from us our destiny as a Christian nation and as a voice of the gospel to the ends of the earth. and to rob from us our heritage. All of these things, there are principalities and powers. There are wicked spirits that are working against what he is trying to do, because he has been an incredible force that has been interrupting their plans and really has halted their momentum. If you look at the courts by themselves, the judges he's appointed and will appoint, that alone will have done more to shift and change our nation when it's all said and done than any president probably in the last 50 or 100 years. So just by the very nature of when he's in office and his tenacity and his perseverance, and thank God most of it is coming down in the appropriate belief or with the appropriate beliefs and positions, he has become a force that is stopping the momentum of the left, which again is at its root spiritual, to move us away from God. And so I've been surprised and amazed as I watch this, and I pray for our president, and we need to continue to pray for him, because as I said, I've begun to see the weariness on him. And even at times I felt like I've seen discouragement. But this dream was sent to me, yesterday. It says, for the third time in as many days, I dreamed that Dutch Sheets stood before President Trump. Standing behind Dutch was the ecclesia. And this may, I don't know that this is necessarily me literally, but in the dream, I think it's probably what I represent, which would be the prayer movement, the prophetic intercessory arm of the ecclesia. But I was standing before the president. Standing behind me were many members of the church or the ecclesia, not just the bride, but the people who know they're the government of God. They know they are the army. They know they have authority. This person says, I recognize many of them, but there were at least 1,000 people I could see and more on the horizon. And we were standing on the lawn of the White House. So this was at the White House. President Trump was like a deflated balloon figure. You know, dreams, symbolic. They can be kind of weird. God can give us pictures that wouldn't necessarily ever happen, couldn't, but in a dream they can. And so here you go. In this dream, he was deflated balloon figure. And in the dream, he was almost out of helium, bent over, tired. Dutch began to prophesy to him that only the Holy Spirit, the wind of God, back to the bellows, back to Pentecost, Holy Spirit, only the Holy Spirit could revive and refill him. I mean, I'm just going to stop there for a second. This man is a mover and a shaker, President Trump. He's a doer. He's tenacious. I don't know him. They tell me he lives on 3, 4, 5 hours sleep. He just never stops. And you've seen the nature that he has of perseverance, and he's a fighter. But here's what the Lord is saying in this dream, and I hope that someone gets this message, him, not necessarily the dream, but this understanding. And I hope we're going to ask the Lord to get it to him, that he can't win this war just with his tenacity, his perseverance, his stubbornness. And by that, I mean a good stubbornness that just won't quit. He can't win this war, and he can't regain the strength and the momentum that he needs on his own. Only Holy Spirit can do this for him. So that's what I prophesied. I prophesied to him that only Holy Spirit can revive and refill you, President Trump. The ecclesia that was with me began to prophesy and began to pray and decree into his administration, and some people won't like me saying this, but that's okay, his reelection campaign. Because God is not finished using this man. He wants, we must pray him into another 4 years. This is God's plan. So the ecclesia begin to prophesy, pray, and decree into his administration and reelection campaign. President Trump was filled with the Holy Spirit and became so large that he looked like one of the giant balloon figures you would see outside a car dealership. Larger than life. Unstoppable, the dream says. His hands were raised to heaven in thanksgiving to God. And then in the dream, I said to him, Mr. President, you are the only thing standing between us and the hostile takeover of our nation by the radical left. You are giving us time. Now see, he's not the Messiah. He's not the Savior. But he is in this position for such a time as this. And he is between what we, a righteous force and an unrighteous force. He's standing between it. In this dream, I said to him, you're the only one standing between us and the hostile takeover of our nation by the radical left. You are giving us time to allow the Holy Spirit to take our nation back into a great awakening. Thank you. What a word. So he's not the Savior. He's not the Messiah, but he is a force that is buying time. And I've been saying many years, there's no one that can save America. There's no person. There's no president. There's no party. There's no church. There's no congregation. There's no leader. Only a third great awakening. Only a revival that is so powerful that millions come into the kingdom, come to the Lord. And then this begins to change the conscience of a nation. And a hunger for God's word is put inside these believers. And they suddenly care what God thinks. And they want to know what he thinks. And they want to find out what he thinks. And that's what turns a people, a culture, back toward godly values and a biblical worldview when revival takes place. So this dream says he's standing between us and the radical left, and he's buying time or giving us time, which is allowing the Holy Spirit to take our nation back into a great awakening. And in the dream, the ecclesia began to applaud and cheer. I just want to say to you, We are moving toward this awakening. I believe this revival. I believe we're already in the early stages of it. And I believe I've been saying for a long time, at least a year, maybe more, 2020 is a hinge year. Everything swings on hinges on this year. The door either swings all the way open or closes. We got to keep pushing it open. Notice how hard the enemy is fighting this man, is fighting the church, even trying to keep churches closed. Liquor stores are essential. Abortion clinics are essential. Gambling halls are essential, but the church is non-essential. There is an all-out attack by the powers of darkness to stop the church, the ecclesia in this season. But God says this Pentecost, the breakthrough is coming. An ecclesia begins to emerge here at Pentecost, June 2020. $50 bill wrapped in a receipt. It's been paid for. We call on the finished work of Jesus, our Jubilee, 50, to give us another Pentecost, 50. We say it's coming, and we pray for our president that he'll be strong. We pray for one another that we'll be strong. I just want to do that right now. As I finish this podcast, I want to pray for you, and I want to pray for our president. Lord, I just lift up those listening to me and those that aren't listening to me. I pray for the church. I pray especially for that part of the body of Christ, your body that you call the ecclesia, those that understand they have authority. We're all called to be a part of it, by the way. I'm not implying some can't. I'm just saying you can't do it until you have that understanding. So, Lord, I'm praying for those that understand that they're called to be a government, to bind, to loose, to forbid, to allow, to demand kingdom principles, authority, righteousness to be released, justice into the earth. Lord, I pray for strength to that ecclesia. I pray that they would come forth June 2020 and that it would begin this weekend. I pray that they would come forth rejuvenated. I pray, Lord, that what you've been doing in this season of the fire, of the heat, would be brought to fullness, that the wind of Holy Spirit that's been blowing on the fire will now begin to blow into us and that we would become the fire. I pray, Lord, that gifts would increase, would be given and increase. I pray that authority will increase. I pray that strength will come. I pray, and I ask you, break weariness off of your people now and put a new strength in them and a new faith and a new tenacity. We just declare that we will finish well. We will not back up, and we will not allow darkness to prevail. We will continue to in your name decree righteousness and strength and salvation and resurrection to our nation and all of these things. And now, Lord, we pray for our president. We pray for this man who was, in my opinion and in the opinion of many, an unlikely choice. One that if I have chosen the president that I would have picked in the last election, I'd have found a man who had walked with you for many years, who had a background of righteousness and knew your ways and knew your word and did not have some of the sordid past this man has had. But Lord, you knew who you wanted in this position, and you knew what you had put in him. And you chose Donald Trump. You chose this man to be where he is now, to stand between this nation, our future as a godly nation, as a Christian nation, and the unprincipled far left that want to lead us farther and farther away from you. A left that opposes who you are. They oppose your son. They oppose life. They kill babies. Some of them want the right to kill the babies after they're even born, lay them on the table and decide whether we let them live or not. Lord, there is such a deep root of evil that has come into this nation that is so demonically inspired. It is so hideous and evil. But Lord, you raised up this man to become a voice, to become a resistance to it, and to expose the darkness. So even as they have tried to destroy him, it is exposing them. But Lord, even during this time, we see the weariness. We see the fatigue and even discouragement at times, but we pray for this man. We ask you to fill him with your spirit. We ask you to bring an increased awareness to him of how much he needs you, that he can't do what he wants to do, what you need him to do for this nation in his own strength. He's not smart enough. He's not wise enough. He's not strong enough. He doesn't have smart enough people around him. There is no human way to redeem and transform this nation. It must and can only come from you. So we pray, Lord, that he would have this awareness and that like never before in his life, he would begin to cry out to you. He would wait on you. He would lay in his bed to think about you and talk to you, and that he would begin to recognize your voice, and that, Lord, you would literally breathe into him of your spirit in such a profound way that this man has a radical, radical transformation and encounter with you, and that he is a person, he becomes one filled with your spirit, and through that, larger than life, not through his own strength, not through his own personality, but through who you are in him. Strengthen him. And I pray for his safety, that no weapon formed against him to take him out will prosper. And I pray that every tongue that rises against him in judgment, that you will condemn and give he and others the ability to condemn those voices. I pray that the darkness continue to be exposed by the light. I pray for his health. I pray, Lord, you keep him strong and his family strong. And I pray for those around him, his cabinet, Lord, those on his team, that they are strong. I pray against disunity. I pray that any further plants, spies, those that are really working against him in his administration would be exposed and moved out. I pray, Lord, for Attorney General Barr and the investigation that is currently underway, that you would continue to root out, expose and root out darkness in this nation, from the judicial system to the FBI to other organizations, agencies, Lord, law enforcement. We pray, Lord, for those few that have been used in inappropriate ways and have done inappropriate things and evil things, that they would be moved out. Lord, we know most of them are wonderful and good people. Bless them. But Lord, get these that are not good, get them out of there. And we pray for that to prosper, Lord, all of his staff. We pray your blessing and your strength on them. In fact, Lord, I just want to pray this Pentecost Sunday, do something. Breathe your spirit of life and blessing into them. Begin something in our president and his team this Sunday, I pray. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're just going to continue to pray for him and be faithful to do that. Amen. Well, I want to thank you. Thank you for joining me and listening. I feel like this podcast is really important. Important to encourage us during this time, to let us know what God is doing and how significant this Pentecost season is, but to also to assure us that Holy Spirit is bringing something from it that will be very significant, and to believe with me for it to begin to be released this weekend, Pentecost Sunday, and to pray for our president. I just want to ask you, please continue to pray for him. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this. I appreciate your prayers. Those of you that pray for us, this ministry means so much to us. So many of you have let me know you prayed for me and are praying for me during this season of surgery I had and the healing of my back. So many of you have stood with us financially as we've not been able to travel with the back surgery. And then on the heels of that, the COVID time of not traveling, but I just want to thank you because I feel like we've had an amazing group of people that have stood with us and prayed for us, and we appreciate it more than you know. But believe with me for this nation. Continue to believe. We're coming into this third great awakening. We are moving into it. Be encouraged. And if you do hear this before Pentecost Sunday, which is this weekend, the 31st of May, I'll be speaking live this Sunday morning. You can go to our website and our Facebook, and we'll be doing a live message about this season and this Pentecost Sunday. I'll be doing it for my brother's church in Ohio. He'll be releasing it live. Damon Thompson will be releasing it to his followers live. And of course, we will be doing the same. We're believing that tens of thousands of people will be tuning in and listening and agreeing with us this weekend as we cry out for the nation and talk about some of these things. So bless you. Appreciate you very much. And we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from Dutch Sheets Ministries. If you would like more information about us, or if you've been impacted by this podcast and would like to sow into the ministry, please visit our website at dutchsheets.org.